You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Tyler Harrison, founder of Efficient Plan and investment advisory firm focused on corporate 401k plans and fiduciary services. Mr. Harrison, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's very good to be with you.
And certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing some good information on corporate 401k plans, et cetera. Now, so for starters, what is it like being an entrepreneur in finance, especially in light of the industry's changing tide?
Well, I'll tell you, the 401k landscape is constantly evolving, and now more than ever, plan sponsors are under pressure to stay abreast of these changes. You know, and nowadays, failing to do so is to risk facing both the Department of Labor, as they're responsible for overseeing plan compliance, and also the sponsors' participants in court. It's not enough to simply design a plan, hire a fiduciary if they even take that step, and then let the rest take care of itself. The sponsors are on the line for ensuring that their plan adheres to fiduciary responsibility they assume on behalf of their employees. So plan sponsors have to be cognizant of who is interacting with their plan participants and if that person is or is not acting as a fiduciary.
Interesting times, no doubt. Now, the 401k landscape is notorious for hidden fees and disparate pricing strategies. Can you explain to our listeners what hidden fees are and how they can understand them better?
Well, certainly. It's not uncommon for plans to have fees of 2% or higher all in. The actuarial and consulting firm Milliman found that a 1% higher fee over the a participant's lifetime or a 40-year career, that could result in 26% lower returns. This has led to an increase in class action lawsuits, complaints against several 401k providers and the plan sponsors for breaching their fiduciary duty by charging excessive fees and allowing them to be charged by the providers. And according to ERISA laws, the 401k plan sponsors, while advisors have a fiduciary duty, it's the sponsor's duty to ensure that the fees within the plan are reasonable. What exactly constitutes reasonable under the law is not specified, but one thing's clear, and that's plan sponsors cannot know if the fees associated with their plan are reasonable unless they first understand what those fees are.
Also, what effects have hidden fees had on the parties involved, such as plan providers and consumers, etc.?
Well, most plan fees, they're made clear in the plan and the fund service agreements. For example, a mutual fund's expense ratio is openly disclosed in its prospectus and shareholder reports. When plan sponsors and advisors may be blindsided, that's whenever the fees are shared or bundled. In recent years, two primary complaints have arisen against revenue sharing in 401k plans, a big topic of revenue sharing. First, plan sponsors are receiving or allowing third parties to receive excessive revenue sharing fees at the expense of the participants. And second, plan sponsors are engaging in revenue sharing practices to their benefit alone as well. These complaints have resulted in several class action lawsuits. Bundled plans were proposed to be cheaper since the fee was, you know, based on plan assets and paid by the plan participants. Instead, however, and consumers are becoming aware of this now, they became a way for vendors to disguise hidden costs by bundling everything into a single fee. It's difficult for the plan sponsor and the participants to decipher exactly what services are being included in the bundled fee, and again, determining if that fee is reasonable according to ERISA standards.
Most helpful information, and certainly appreciate your sharing that today. We are joined by Tyler Harrison, the founder of Efficient Plan, an investment advisory firm focused on corporate 401k plans and fiduciary services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, after conducting business online for nearly 20 years, one thing is certain, your online appearance is very important. Design Crowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses, from accountants, attorneys, personal trainers, and authors, outsource or crowdsource custom graphic logo and web design from designers around the world. Design Crowd has over 550,000 designers ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. Get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Entrepreneur Podcast Network VIP offer when you start your next project. So head on over to designcrowd.com/network for a special $100 VIP offer for our listeners, or simply enter the discount code network when posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Mr. Harrison, what are plan fees and why is it important to know?
Well, there are costs associated with managing a 401k plan itself, such as record keeping, accounting, trustee services, customer support, and, of course, investment advice, if that is provided. And all those fall under plan administrative fees. These costs can be deducted directly from plan assets or investment returns, or they can be covered by the plan administrator. If your plan has an individual account under management, you could charge a flat fee to each participant or offer a sliding scale by deducting fees on a pro rata basis.
Also, how can plan sponsors and advisors minimize their risk and avoid litigation?
Well, employees have begun taking their plan sponsors to court for poor management of their retirement savings plans. Earlier this year, New York Life Insurance Company, for example, settled a lawsuit brought against them for a breach of their fiduciary obligation in the use of proprietary funds, and that settlement was for $3 million. That is just one example, and very much the tip of the iceberg, we believe. The plaintiffs in this case alleged that the firm's use of the proprietary fund enabled the fund to benefit at the expense of the participants who were denied access to lower cost and non-proprietary funds. Central to participants' arguments against the sponsor in this case is the fact that by law, plan sponsors are considered fiduciaries. By offering poor plan designs and excessive fees, or also by engaging in practices that pose conflicts of interest, as was the case with New York Life Insurance Company, sponsors are breaching this fiduciary duty. And so in response, many plan sponsors have begun finding ways to cut fees. In fact, since 2009, the average cost for plan participants has already dropped almost 13%, previously being at 1.02%. Now down to 0.89% or 89 basis points, and that was in 2013. A majority of these cost savings have come from a switch to more passively managed index funds as opposed to higher cost actively managed funds, which the industry really seems to be turning to.
Well, Mr. Harrison, it certainly has been great to have had you. You helped answer a lot of questions that have been helpful, remove doubt, and we really have appreciated all the information shared here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listener today?
Well, regarding the last item, index funds versus actively managed funds, this is a very important topic as it gets down to the nuts and bolts of what the participants are investing in. And while index funds are well and good, and I'm very much an advocate of them, plans do need some active management in their offering. Lower cost is not always better. The key is recognizing whether an actively managed fund is worth the additional cost or not. For plan sponsors, it must always return to their participants' best interest. Low cost is important, but it can't be the only consideration.
Good stuff here today, Mr. Harrison. Before you go, where can our listeners get all the details on Efficient Plan, and how could they reach out as needed?
Well, our website is www.efficient-plan.com. And for general info, you can email myself at Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, at efficient-plan.com. Also, our general mailbox is corporate at efficient-plan.com.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Harrison, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really have appreciated it.
Oh, I really appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
And the pleasure certainly has been ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Tyler Harrison, the founder of Efficient Plan, an investment and advisory firm focused on corporate 401k plans and fiduciary services. And for all the details, visit efficient-plan.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app to come soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.